This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I'm sorry, Kiki. Well, it's kind of you to say so, but I'm not so sure.
Stand by your beds.
I've just got so much else on, you see.
Oh, sorry.
I need to drop something, and I'm afraid it has to be the piano lessons. Yes, I'm afraid so. Anyway, thank you for all your hard work, Kiki. Goodbye.
Oh, that Kiki is so got the hots for you, dear.
Oh, nonsense. She's just a caring music teacher who's trying not to lose a pupil.
So where are you waiting now?
Little Croxley, scoring for the cricket.
I had just seen Harrison as I was coming out the pool.
Match fit, I hope, Jazza?
Except he's lost his voice.
Was he overcome with emotion at yesterday's happy occasion?
What?
I'm told there was a wedding of some sort.
Oh, no, he was on duty in Portista last night, screaming at drunks.
So how is he going to captain the cricket team with no voice?
Are you sure you don't want more?
No, this is fine.
Sorry it's been such a quick lunch.
It's not a problem, Mum. How's it going out there?
Really busy. Country fair's always a good draw, especially if the weather's OK.
Actually, I think I might finish this later.
All right, Freddie.
Yeah, tip-top.
It's just I thought I heard you wandering around in the middle of the night.
I couldn't sleep, that's all. So I thought I'd get on with some revision.
Well, I'm impressed with the way you're both knuckling down.
Well.
Very proud of the pair of you. Mm.
Yes. I'll need to get off very soon.
Are you going to Meredith's again?
Uh-huh.
You're spending a lot of time there.
Yes, isn't she?
I mean, I hope her parents don't mind.
No, they're fine with it.
Lily, why don't you invite her to revise here for a change?
Yeah, Lily. Why don't you do that?
And we've got plenty of room, after all.
Yeah, you and Meredith could really spread yourselves out here.
No, thank you. We're happy with the arrangement as it is. Meredith's a bit shy.
Is she?
Not good with new people. Anyway, I'd better get on. See you later.
Nice one. Went for four, Jim.
Yes, I've got it.
What's that now?
63.
I could see us winning if we keep on like this.
We need 179. Easy.
Don't underestimate Little Croxley's bowling attack, Johnny. They've got lots of clubs in their bag, to mix my sporting metaphors.
Will's doing pretty well as skipper.
Not bad.
What do you think of that, Tom?
Harrison asking him to stand in. Yeah, seems to have paid off.
Will was a bit suspicious at first.
A gamekeeper's natural instinct, I imagine.
Thought Harrison was just making excuses to make him feel, you know...
useful?
Wanted. Give him a purpose, like.
Well, Harrison had genuinely lost his voice.
Oh, good shot. Oh, it's well fielded.
Didn't have to ask Will to captain, though. Especially as Rex is playing.
And so, what if it was a charitable gesture?
Rex was pretty understanding.
And Will seems to have risen to the challenge.
Yeah. He'll be pleased Jake was here to see it. Oh, no.
What?
It's Hannah. She's moving in this afternoon, not this evening.
So? She's got a key, hasn't she?
Please tell me those dirty socks aren't still on the arm of the sofa.
I can manage, Jazza.
You're all right.
I'm used to heaving things around. I work with pigs for a living.
I mean that, Hannah. But helping somebody move in, it's what neighbours and pals do, is it no?
Hannah!
Oh, hi, Tom.
Is everything all right?
With?
The house.
I don't know yet, Tom. I've only just got here.
Oh, good. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Jazza.
Hiya.
How's your head now, Johnny?
Oh, it's fine.
Didn't stop you playing cricket then?
No.
Did you win?
Lost by 12 runs.
Oh, so close.
And what did Whispering Harrison Burns say? No much, I guess.
Pardon?
Our captain, he lost his voice.
Will Grundy stood in. Did okay, too.
Yeah, it's fair play to him.
Quite a step forward.
Aye. His wife passed on a while back.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, he could barely think straight.
I'm not surprised. So how did you guys do?
35.
28. Caught at square leg.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, give us your bike.
Okay.
And do you want to grab one of those boxes?
Okay.
You don't need to shift my stuff. I can do it.
No, it's okay. I'll just open up and make sure everything's, ready for you.
What have you got planned this week?
Got to get the leeks in. You'll be all right on the planter?
As long as it's not a college day.
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll get a casual in for the other slot and I'll see if Dad's okay to drive.
Okay.
Well, my room looks like a car boot sale, but it'll have to do for now.
Right. Shall we crack open some beers?
Actually, I've just put the kettle on.
The kettle?
If you've got a few minutes, Hannah, thought we could run through the house rules.
Yeah, no problem.
Just so everyone knows where they are right from the start.
Where did that folder come from?
This lives up on the shelf by the cooker, so you'll always be able to refer to it if you want to.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Should be self-explanatory. Emergency procedure. Cleaning rotor.
We've got a cleaning rotor.
Yeah, we do now. How the recycling works.
I'm sure Hannah knows how recycling works.
Yeah, but they might have had a different sorting system where she was before. And Johnny and I have a food kitty.
Well, sort of.
You'd be welcome to join that or...
No, it's okay. I'll buy my own food.
I thought you might. So, I've cleared out a shelf for you here.
Oh, great.
And there's beers, look. Help yourself if you want one, anytime.
Thanks, Johnny.
We're really easy going here, honest.
And there's a magic marker attached if you need to label any milk or whatever.
Oh, what if the string won't reach?
Well, you can just bring the bottle a bit closer. Oh, yeah, very good. So, like Johnny says, we're pretty easy going. But we are farmers, so we often have early starts.
Well, same here.
So if you can keep your music or telly down after 10 p.m.
10 p.m? Sometimes we're only just getting going by then.
Weekends are a bit more flexible, obviously.
There's plenty of games in the lounge, an Xbox and a PS4.
Cool.
Play any of them whenever you want.
Thanks.
And the garden's great for getting some rays. There's a couple of sun loungers in the shed.
Yeah, we're south-facing, so it's a nice sun trap.
I'm thinking of putting up a basketball hoop.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, and if you fancy it, there's the single wicket cricket competition next Sunday. All welcome, male and female.
Well, playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, utilities. Your rent covers your contribution to bills, subject to review after 3 months. The water's on a meter, so, well, just be sensible. Same with the heating.
Oh, that's okay. I'm from the north. We don't feel the cold.
And have you signed the tenancy agreement Will sent you?
Not yet.
Could you please?
What now?
Would that be all right?
Yeah. I think I know where I put it.
Well, I've got a spare.
No, you're all right. I'll just fetch it down.
Tom, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Hannah seems really nice, really fun, and you're banging on about house rules and utility bills.
She signed up for a professional house share. I don't want her thinking it's some kind of student squat.
All right, fair enough, but dude, can you just lighten up a bit?
Bro!
Spare room!
Hannah's a lively lassie. It's good to have her back in the scene.
Can you give me a hand with this dust sheet?
So you're definitely gearing it up?
I wouldn't describe it as giving up, Jazza. Just accepting what Joe said last week. Sometimes you have to realise that your moment for certain things has passed.
So, name our piano practice oils?
I'm afraid not.
Ah, well, at least you gave it a go,
I did.
Shame you'll not be seeing that Kiki again, though. She's a fine woman for her age. There's a lost chance in name mistake.
You really have a very optimistic view of my sex appeal, Jazza.
Oh, your son's putting it about again. You don't want him showing you up.
I'm sorry?
You're Alistair. Bedroom hijinks with horsey ladies.
What?
You mean you haven't heard?
Come on, get in there, get in there. Come on. Oh, come on.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bah, bah. Oh, dear.
I need to talk to you.
Oh, hi.
What do you think you were playing at earlier?
Hmm?
With Mum. Freddie.
What?
Listen to me.
Hey!
All that stirring about bringing Meredith over here. It's not funny.
Yeah, well, there's something we can both agree on. It's obvious where you were going.
Not to Mum, it wasn't. And I want to keep it that way, without you making things difficult.
Well, you're the one that's lying to her.
Like you never do.
Oh, she's not stupid, Lily. She already thinks things smell a bit.
No, she doesn't.
You're not going to be able to keep this Meredith story up forever. The exams will be over soon. What lie are you going to use then?
playing golf with Kaiser Soze?
Think of something.
And what about Russ?
What about him?
Well, what's he telling his wife?
Well, that's up to him.
Suppose she gets suspicious, starts spying on him.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
It happens.
Yeah, in films, maybe.
Can I come in? Oh, good, you're here too, Lily.
Hi, Mum.
A good revision session?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, are you okay?
Oh, a bit tired, but it's been a very successful day. Oh,
great.
And I got some lovely food from the stalls. Game pie and lots of nice salads.
Oh, sounds fab.
So, supper any time?
We'll be down in a minute.
Yeah, just need to sort something out with Freddie.
Okay, well, see you soon.
Okay.
It doesn't just happen in films. People find out about affairs all the time.
Oh, what do you know about it?
And the longer it goes on, the greater the chance you'll get found out.
We're being careful.
Just don't know why you're putting yourself through this.
You wouldn't understand.
You're beautiful, Lily.
Thank you.
You are. And really brainy, popular. You can have any of the boys at college.
But that's just it.
So why pick a boring 30-something?
They're boys, don't you see?
Woeful dress sense.
And they're all so immature and shallow. They've got nothing to offer me.
Well, at least they're single.
And Russ isn't boring. He's an artist.
Ha! He's an art lecturer.
We talk about everything. Politics, philosophy.
If you want that sort of thing, you can watch a TED talk.
And you've got no right to criticise my behaviour.
Me? I'm not shagging somebody I shouldn't be.
No, you're just frying your brain with those stupid drugs.
They're not stupid. They're brilliant. People get them on prescription.
You don't.
I feel like I'm on point with my work for the first time ever.
Yeah, for how long, though?
Well, as long as it gets me to the end of the exams, I'm happy.
And anyway, Russ isn't going to be married forever.
Oh, no.
It's all going to change when I go to uni.
Please don't say it.
He's going to leave his wife.
Oh, you're too clever to fall for that.
He is. And he'll come with me wherever I get in.
It's the oldest line in the book.
It's not a line. He's going to give up teaching and concentrate on his painting.
Oh, please. I'm as dumb as a doorknob and even I can see that that's never going to happen.
You're wrong, Freddie. Russ and I love each other. This is for real.
Marmalade's getting a bit low.
There's another one in the cupboard.
Oh, good. I thought you'd be onto it, Jenny. Big day for Adam today.
Sorry?
With the pickers arriving. When's you collecting them?
Not sure. Early afternoon.
Oh, you'll like that, won't you?
Like what?
Having the pickers around. You always say it's good for the atmosphere here. Young, energetic people.
Not so many of them this year, Brian.
No, I know. I was just saying. Oh, well, anyway. Would you like some more coffee?
No, thank you.
What are your plans for the day?
Why?
I'm just taking an interest.
Well, if you must know, I'm going into Borchester food shopping.
Oh, right.
And
well,
to get something for Jack's birthday.
Oh, when's that?
Today. He's 2 years old.
Today? Mm-hmm. That's not like you.
I beg your pardon?
You've usually got presents bought and wrapped weeks in advance.
Yes, well, I did with this one. And unfortunately, Lillian bought him exactly the same thing.
Oh, well, just as well you found out beforehand.
So, I'm going to exchange mine for something else.
Well, I'm going to BL later this morning. Maybe we could travel together.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, as the agent hasn't found any other buyers for this land...
It's probably easier if we do go separately.
Oh, well, I'm going to accept their offer and sign the paperwork. And I'm not really looking forward to it, if I'm honest.
No, I imagine you're not.
No doubt Martin Gibson will be at his obnoxious worst. Delighted at me being forced into a distress sale.
Will never guess what Alice has just told me.
Good morning, darling.
The best bit of gossip for ages.
Do I need to know this, Kate?
Well, define need.
I'll take that as a no.
Hey, don't leave your things there.
I wasn't going to. I've been the subject of gossip and nothing in my life, Kate. I'd rather not be dishing it out if it's all the same to you.
What a grub.
Oh, don't mind him. So, what is this news?
Well, you know Lavinia Rafferty?
Yes, of course.
Swans around everywhere in jodhpurs.
Or skirts of a length that a woman of her age should leave well alone. Well, what about her?
Well, Chris turned up at hers one day last week for a routine reshoeing on her hunter.
Yeah.
First job of the day, about
8:30?
And?
And who should be leaving but Alistair?
Shula's Alistair.
Yes, the same.
That's not unusual, is it? I mean, perhaps he was treating the horse for something or seeing to her schnauzer.
Mm, yeah, well, if he had been, he'd done a very good job. Because on the doorstep, Lavinia gave him a passionate kiss.
No!
And stood there and waved goodbye until his car was out of her drive.
Oh, I don't believe it. Although...
What?
Well, we were at a charity thing last year. Air Ambulance, I think it was. And the DJ played that smoochy song.
What smoochy song?
And Lavinia got up terribly close to Alistair during it.
Oh, did she now?
Well, I thought she just had a bit too much to drink. But maybe...
Maybe she's fancied him from afar for years.
Well, whatever. Neither of them have wasted much time, have they?
Trail bikes?
Something like that, Justin. Well, noisy things, whatever they are.
Surely it can't be good for the young pheasants having these motorbikes tearing around near their pens?
Well, that's exactly what Will's worried about. Anyway, he's going to put in some evening shifts this week, see if he can nab them.
Is he?
Yes, yes, as he started back full-time as of today. Anyway, do you happen to know what's up with Martin? He seems in the most peculiar of moods.
Well, actually, I do, Brian. It concerns your wife.
I'm sorry?
And Martin's. Apparently they bumped into each other this morning and Jennifer made rather a pointed remark about Pam's appearance. So she's been on the phone insisting that Martin have nothing whatsoever to do with Home Farm.
Has she now?
Although it is very much in BL's interest to buy back this parcel of land.
Given the very attractive price you've knocked me down to.
Exactly.
So... Well, Martin may be delighted at getting one over on me.
His joy is somewhat tempered by the prospect of having to defy his rather formidable wife.
Hey, Freddy. Greetings.
Oh, hello, Russ.
How was your weekend? Creative? Rewarding?
All right, I suppose.
Good, good, good. I wonder if you might have had any more thoughts about our conversation.
Our conversation?
On Friday. Perhaps you've reconsidered, if there is anything you'd like to tell me, after all.
Actually, Russ, there is something I'd like to tell you.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. I'm sure you'll appreciate how important it is for us to have a full understanding of the situation, for your own protection as much as anything.
Oh, I think we'll have a full understanding, all right.
Excellent. Well, I've got a class now, but we'll be cleared up by 3:30, if that's good for you.
Yeah, fine.
Good, good. Well, my office, then. See you later.
Well, that sweetened a rather bitter pill.
Did it?
You have to admire Martin's powers of invention.
Oh, I've never heard so many spurious reasons to forestall a transaction.
Thanks for helping, Justin.
Oh, you're welcome. My only regret...
Yes?
I just wish I could be a fly on the wall, Shay Gibson, this evening, when Martin has to explain things to Pam.
So?
So, I'm back.
And what about the land sale?
Well, it's happening as planned.
Oh, thank goodness.
Why, do you think it might not?
Well,
I mean, the lawyers have to check it over, but I don't foresee any problems.
I really thought that I might have put my foot in it.
Well, Justin mentioned you had a skirmish with Pam Gibson.
Yeah, I bumped into her in Underwood's food hall and... I knew you were in tricky negotiation with Martin and the rest of the board.
Well, not that tricky. Just a bit galling. More than anything else, I mean, having to get less than we paid for it.
Well, I wouldn't want to do anything to put the sale at risk. And I know how important it is, but, well, that woman... I mean, talking as if we were on the breadline. Doesn't expect to see us in the golf club once our subscription runs out.
What cheek?
Yeah. And wondering if I was in Underwoods looking for a job.
What?
Yes, I saw red, I'm afraid.
I'm surprised, Jenny.
And, well, she had the most ridiculous new hairdo and, well, I couldn't help myself.
What exactly did you say?
Well, interesting cut, Pam. What's it called? Electrocuted hedgehog?
You didn't!
Well, it was quite satisfying, I must admit, and it was only afterwards I thought, oh, dear. What if she pressures Martin to sabotage the deal?
She did.
Oh?
But to no avail. It was such a good deal for BL, there's no way Martin could block it.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
No, no harm done. In fact, seeing him squirm added just the tiniest frisson of pleasure, what was otherwise a rather bleak transaction.
Oh, I'm so pleased about that.
In fact, you've done everyone a favour. Well over time, Pam Gibson was taken down a peg or two.
Afternoon.
Hello again, darling.
You all right, Kate?
No, not really. I thought I'd come here for a tea break.
Don't you keep tea in the yurts?
I couldn't bear the isolation. They're as quiet as the grave.
Now, what would you like, darling?
Chamomile and ginseng.
I must say, you're rather less chirpy than earlier.
Well, that was before today's scheduled classes. Two people turned up for Pilates and no one at all for ecstatic dance.
Oh, dear.
And I've had to pay out full fees to the two instructors. It's ridiculous. It can't go on like this.
Or perhaps it's just maybe people on holiday.
In May, they can't all be in Tuscany.
Well, I suppose not.
The way I see it, I either shut down completely...
Oh, no. Oh, look, darling... There you are.
Thanks. Or I need to find something so unusual, so desirable, that people will want to come to Spiritual Home despite its surroundings.
Such as what?
Well, have you ever heard of goat yoga?
So, let's revisit the question, shall we? What do you know about drug dealing on college premises?
Nothing. Like I told you, if it's happening, I mean, it might be, I don't know. But if it is, I've got nothing to do with it.
I see. So, help me out here, Freddie. I'm confused about why we're sharing this space right now. I thought you had something to tell me.
I do, Russ.
And that would be...
I'm here to tell you to keep your hands off my sister.
Your sister... Now, this would be Lily, would it?
You know very well who she is.
Well, we don't have many twins here. You're quite a memorable pair. But why would you feel you have to issue such an unusual warning to me?
Don't bother with all of that.
There's obviously been some sort of misunderstanding.
No.
I'm just trying to establish why you think...
She told me herself what's going on.
Did she? Well, that's interesting. I suppose, given the twin bond, it must be hard to keep things private from each other. Yeah, I'd be keen to explore that with you.
You must be joking.
Freddie, I really hope we can be civilised about this. I understand it might take time, but in due course, I'd like you to be able to see me as a friend.
That's not going to happen, because you're going to finish with Lily right away.
No. Sorry, no, that's not going to happen.
You're taking advantage of your position.
I assure you I'm not.
You're exploiting her.
Lily's an adult. In fact, she has maturity beyond her years. She's a very special soul.
Oh.
Believe me, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Well, I don't think the principal would see it that way. With everything that's going on, how do you think she's going to react to a staff member abusing his power with a young student?
Wow, this is truly admirable.
What?
Clearly, Lily isn't the only one in your family with spirit.
Oh.
That fire, that protectiveness. It's wonderful. It should be celebrated.
Russ!
But what you have to realise is that our relationship is nothing like those scandals we've all been hearing about. I'm not like those men.
But you're doing exactly the same as them.
No. The fact is that Lily and I have fallen in love. We care for each other. Deeply. Irrevocably. And we're planning a future together as soon as we can make it happen.
Oh, yes. She's told me all about your so-called plans. She might believe that you're going to leave your wife, but I don't. Not for a minute.
Freddie, I've been honest with you because I think you deserve it. But I'm very sad that you haven't shown me the same courtesy.
Don't know what you mean.
I've given you a chance. Twice. Now, to tell me what you and your friend Ellis are getting up to.
Ellis is not my friend.
Oh, would business associate be a better description?
Hmm?
Yes, I know exactly what the pair of you have been getting up to. And the only reason I haven't put things on a more formal footing is because I don't want to hurt Lily.
Lily's got nothing to do with it.
Except she cares about you, just as you care about her. You don't want to ruin your whole future, do you? Or jeopardise her happiness in any way?
You can't prove anything.
I think I could say the same to you.
Look, I don't care about me. It's Lily that I'm...
So, thank you for your concern. I do appreciate it. Was there anything else you wanted to discuss?
Do cows say cheese?
Oh, hi, Rex. This lot don't. They say beef.
Oh, why the photos? No, don't tell me. You're setting the Herefords up with their very own Instagram account.
Oh, that's not as mad an idea as it sounds. They're gorgeous enough.
Actually, I wasn't joking. Some friends of mine have done it for their rabbits. They've got hundreds of followers.
Really?
Oh, totally, Pip. And the cows are just as cute as bunnies. Well, in their own way.
Yeah, maybe I should give it a go.
Oh, I'll send you my invoice for digital marketing services.
Good luck with that.
So, what are these for, then?
Our open farm Sunday.
Oh, right, yeah. Can I see?
If you like.
When were these calves born?
Last autumn.
Ah, awesome photos. See, that's just what I mean. This one of the mother and daughter's son?
Daughter.
Really cute.
Yeah, that's my favourite too. Definitely one for the display.
Toby was saying you'll be starting antenatal classes soon.
Yeah, it seemed like ages ago when Toby insisted we get our names down, and suddenly they're nearly here.
Hey, he says he's really looking forward to them.
Oh, you don't sound very sure.
I'm not.
No, nor am I. I think he's actually bricking himself. I'll probably end up reminding him how to breathe.
Fair play. Well, at least he's going with you.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, really. Are you on your way to the pigs?
I am.
How's it going?
It's good. There's a lot to learn, but yeah.
Great.
Not that I've had much piggy time today. Josh has had me doing open farm Sunday stuff too. We've been trying to source kit for the machinery trail.
Oh, yeah?
Ringing around all the farmers we're currently listing items for or have done in the past.
And asking them to lend something.
Exactly.
How's that going down?
Well, we've had plenty of polite refusals and several impolite ones, to be honest. But a few have said they're willing, as long as Josh takes care of the transport.
Yeah, and the insurance, presumably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want to repeat the load of fiasco.
And there was I thinking, he never learns from his mistakes.
Those hogs will be getting hungry.
Yeah, and I need to get on, too.
You're going to put those photos on your display?
In a bit. I need to pay a couple of visits first.
I was pretty sure I heard the bikes over by Littleton Covert.
No luck?
Well, by the time I got there, they disappeared.
Make sure you take care, Will, if there's a bunch of them.
Don't worry.
Excuse me a sec.
Stack the trays neatly against each other, everyone, so we can get the maximum on each trailer, okay?
Oh, sorry about that. Some things you think are blindingly obvious. Anyway.
Yeah, I was saying, I'll creep up and take a sneaky peek at them first, before I decide what to do.
If you find
them. Oh, I'll find them, Adam. It's just a case of putting in the hours.
Isn't all this evening work a bit tricky with Mia and Poppy at home?
Oh, I've got lots of support, friends and family. We make sure there's always someone there.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Mia's brilliant with Poppy. She's a little star.
Well, that's good.
And once Jake comes home, he'll be able to help out too.
That's the plan, is it? He's coming back to Greenwood Cottage?
Oh, yeah. He's only staying with Andrew temporary. Three of them are going to Disneyland next week. And
Disneyland?
Then just the one in Paris.
Still, that's very generous.
Reckon it's guilt, if you ask me. Expensive treats can't make up for a proper, loving family life.
Which you can offer.
Exactly.
Auntie Jennifer thought I'd find you here.
Yep, it's going to be a pretty safe bet most of this week while the pickers learn the ropes.
Any road, I'd better get on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I need to give the girls their tea before I head out. See you.
Bye, Will.
Bye, Will.
So, what can I do for you, Pip?
Well, I thought I'd pop in and see how you were doing with your staffing. But it looks like you've got plenty of pickers.
In these two bays, maybe. The far one's very light at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still about 15 full-timers down.
Have you had any luck getting local people to help out?
A few, but it's mainly odd shifts here and there. Don't suppose you fancy it?
Oh, I would if I could, Adam. I always enjoyed coming over here when I was looking after the herbal lays.
Yeah.
But if you're still short, I could at least put the word around. Young farmers and so on.
Oh, that'd be very helpful.
Yeah, Josh is far too busy being Mr. Machinery, but Rex and Toby often have spare hours in the day.
Yeah. I was hoping that Freddie might be interested in a few months through the summer, but he was in a rather strange mood when I spoke to him. Maybe once his exams are finished, he'll have more headspace.
Well, I'm going to Grange Farm to look at Ed's textiles later. Shall I mention it while I'm over there?
Oh, please. Tell everyone you can, Pip. I'm desperate.
Sorry, I already told Adam any spare time I got away from his field work I need to spend contracting.
No, Ed, I didn't think you'd be able to.
That's a much bigger earner than fruit picking, and Emma's already working all hours.
Yeah, sure, sure. I just thought maybe you could mention it to your mates. But I know Adam would really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I can do that, Pip.
Yeah, and anyone can come along to the Pickers' Welcome Barbecue on Thursday evening, whether they fancy the work or not.
Yeah, that's usually a pretty good do. Mm-hmm. As long as the fascists don't turn up.
Yeah, fingers crossed, eh? That one's making sure he gets fed. Or is it a she?
Oh, no, that's a ram lamb. Bit of a bruiser, isn't he?
Which are the AI'd ones?
Well, he's one of them. Mm. Plus them two?
Oh, you must have high hopes.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. The amount the old thing cost.
Fingers crossed for them two, then.
Yeah.
Hiya, Pip.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Is everything all right, love?
Not really. Your mum's a bit poorly. Headache.
Oh.
And she was just getting ready to go over to Will's to babysit. She wondered if you or me could do it. Your dad's still out on a job.
Tonight?
I know.
Well, couldn't your mum do it? She set up the rotor.
Her and Dad are going up Grey Gables for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's such short notice for anyone else.
Well, we ain't got no choice then, have we? One of us will just have to do it.
Is tonight difficult for you? I'd offer, but I've got work I need to do this evening.
No, Pip, it's nice of you, but it ain't your responsibility.
It's our wedding anniversary today.
3 years.
Oh, congratulations!
Thanks. We haven't made a song and dance about it, because of Will. It's a bit insensitive, like. Well,
that's very thoughtful of you.
Well, it worked, because everyone else has forgotten all about it.
Even Mum.
So when the kids was in bed tonight, we thought we'd have a night in and celebrate, but quiet, just the two of us.
We can still do that, can we? Just at Will's.
OK, I've put Poppy to bed, but can you read her a story?
Any particular one?
I'll let her choose. When you're done, she might say she wants the light on, but just the night light, or she won't drop off.
I know.
What about Mia?
She's watching some telly at the moment. She might want a biscuit or something later.
And she's usually in bed by 9, isn't she, Will?
That's right.
OK.
And she just needs a hug and the light putting out.
Well, we can do that, can't we, Anne?
Oh, ring me if there's any problems.
We'll try not to.
I'll have it on silent, because if I'm stalking these bikers, I don't want to alert them. But I'll keep it in my shirt pocket, so I should feel it vibrate.
OK.
Right. I don't know how long I'll be gone.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Well, there's food in the fridge, and help yourselves if you get hungry.
We'll be fine. You get on, and take care.
OK. Well, see you later.
Bye.
Well, there we are.
Happy anniversary.
These are the famous display boards, then.
Yeah. I want to get them made up tonight, because I'm on silage trailer for the next couple of days.
Well, Josh has made good progress.
Has he? He didn't come in to supper.
8 machines lined up so far.
Oh, that's impressive, Rex.
A drill, a forage harvester. Well, I can't remember them all.
Well, I'm sure he'll tell me when he sees me.
He actually wants 10 in total, if he can find them.
10?
Yeah. He's got a map of Bridge Farm with the trail marked, so he can decide where they're all going to go.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to do a cryptic clue for each bit of kit to go on the competition entry forms.
Well, he's really taking it seriously, isn't he?
Well, that's Josh for you. Hmm. He may have his faults.
Oh, believe me, Rex, I could give you a long list.
But if he goes for something, he does it 100%.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, Pip, I suspect it wasn't Open Farm Sunday you wanted to talk about?
No. Thanks for popping in so quickly.
No problem.
Any time would have done.
Well, I'm on my way to Anisha's, so it wasn't much of a detour.
What it is... Well, you know when you and Toby came to Ambridge, you wanted to be farmers? OK, Toby's gone in a different direction now, but you're living the dream, aren't you?
I'll try to remind myself of that next time I'm up to my oxters in Pigmark.
Well, the thing with farmers and the farming community, what we do when one of us is struggling, we all rally round and support each other.
Oh, Pip, I'd love to help you out.
Me?
But, well,
Maybe I could postpone with Anisha, or would tomorrow be okay?
No.
I know you're silaging, but if it's something I could get on with on my own...
Oh, it's not me who needs help, it's Adam.
Adam?
I don't know if you've heard about the situation at Home Farm, with their soft fruit pickers.
Not really.
For lots of reasons, he's had a really hard job recruiting people this year.
Oh, I get it.
So, if you really do want to be part of a farming community...
Sticking strawberries in punnets would earn me a lot of brownie points.
And cash. The pay's not bad if you're prepared to work hard. But seriously, if either of you do have any hours you could offer, Adam would be really grateful.
Well, I can't speak for Toby, but I'm doing less taxiing... And the pigs aren't taking up all my time.
I thought they wouldn't be.
How much notice would Adam need? I mean, if it looked like I had a patch when Josh didn't need me, could I just pitch up?
Or? I'm not sure.
Would we need to plan it week by week?
But I don't really know. Look, the best thing, there's a barbecue on Thursday evening. It's mainly to welcome the pickers to Ambridge and introduce them to some locals.
Yeah, I've been before.
But Adam's using this one as a bit of a recruiting fair as well. If you go to that, I'm sure he'll answer all your questions.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Great. And drag Toby along too.
So how'd you catch him?
I dragged a tree trunk across a ride in the Millennium Wood, so they couldn't go no further. While they were turning round, I put the Land Rover across a track behind them, so they were stuck.
Did you call the police?
No point. They were only kids.
Even so, Will, taking on a gang of kids nowadays.
Three of them ain't exactly a gang.
What, there's only three bikes?
Yeah, they made such a racket, you'd have thought it was a chapter of Hell's Angels.
So what did you do?
Just put the fear of God into them. Warned them, if they came back on my patch, it would be the police, and more.
Oh, well done.
It's the job. Any road, how have the girls been?
Good as gold.
Yeah?
Yeah, not a peep, was there, Em?
Thanks for stepping in at such short notice.
No, it's no problem.
I was a bit surprised, to be honest.
But no, mate. No, we've all got to pull together, haven't we?
No, I mean, I thought you'd be doing something tonight. Ain't it your anniversary?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we didn't have nothing planned, though.
Well, thanks anyway. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll just take a quick look at them.
OK, we'll let ourselves out.
Right you are. I'll see you.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Of all the people to remember, it was our anniversary.
Who'd have thought it would be Will?
I was expecting Tony to be on hand, as it's one of his beloved Anguses.
He's on tractor duty today, Link planting.
Well... It all feels fine in here, Tom. She's out of sync with the others, you say?
Yeah.
Probably just a late service. I'll check for a heartbeat with the portable ultrasound, but I think she's fine.
Oh, that's a relief.
So, how are preparations going for Open Farm Sunday?
Getting there, Alistair.
I hope you're planning your ever-popular hog roast.
I certainly am. And we're going to be selling savouries made with Borsetshire Blue as well.
Oh, sounds delicious. Oh, did you hear Will Grundy nabbed those bikers last night?
Did he?
Just a couple of youngsters, apparently.
Oh, good. I was wondering if it was them who threw that brick through my window.
Yeah, quite possibly. Hopefully, that'll be the end of it. And I hear Hannah's moved into yours now.
Yeah. I really wasn't sure how it was going to work out, but I think she's settling in. She came up with this great idea yesterday. How we could all earn credits for doing things like taking the rubbish out or tidying up.
Credits?
Well, we keep a running total on a...
A star chart? Like you do to potty train kids?
Well, no, but more sophisticated than that.
Might work, I suppose.
Yeah. Anyway, so far so good.
Hope it continues that way.
Yeah. Suppose you want to drive.
What?
Well, as I drove this morning. Here you go, Lily.
Actually, I'm not coming home yet.
I thought you said you were.
Yeah, that was this morning. Things have changed.
Oh, I see.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm just going to make my own way home later.
You're seeing Russ, aren't you?
None of your business. Run along, Freddie.
Just this, is it?
Yes, thanks, Susan.
Ready meal for one.
I haven't had time to do a proper shop.
That's understandable.
So, this'll have to do for tonight. Contactless, okay?
Fine. I'd recommend it for you, actually, Alistair.
I'm Sorry?
Sticking to contactless might save a lot of trouble.
Right.
Right. Yep, that's gone through.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello, Hannah. Sorry to keep you waiting.
It's all right.
Your receipt.
Thank you.
Good day at work.
Yeah, not bad. It's pretty busy right now.
I'd be interested in taking a look at the setup over there sometime.
Oh, no. Access is very tightly controlled, isn't it, Hannah? Even for vets.
Yeah, but maybe I could talk to Neil.
Oh, they don't just let anyone in.
Well, they...
That's okay, Hannah. Don't worry about it. Got plenty on anyway. See you.
Bye.
And how are you settling in at Tom's place?
All right.
Just all right?
Tom's... Well, I guess he's older, aren't we all? And I know he's been through a lot, but he was a lot more fun when I was here before.
Fun?
I'm feeling like I've got to be on my best behaviour all the time.
Oh.
Maybe it's because I'm a woman. He and Johnny are adjusting from it being two blokes over there.
Well, if you ever want a break, you'd be very welcome to come over to dinner again.
Okay.
We're ever so informal at Ambridge View, as you know.
Yes. Well, thanks, Susan. I'll bear that in mind.
There you are. What do you think you're playing at?
I've been helping Jessica with the horse.
I don't mean that. I mean with Russ.
Ah, so you were meeting him then?
Telling him to keep his hands off me. Threatening to report him to the principal.
Can't you see, Lily? He's just using you.
He is not using
me. I'll be sensible.
I am sensible. I'm always sensible. That's the problem. I'm the one who keeps Mum calm. I'm the one who keeps you out of trouble.
I don't expect you to.
Well, why do you think you haven't been chucked out of college for dealing, Freddy? Because of me.
What? You're the one who grasped me up to Russ in the first place.
Yes, to help you. To make you realise you have to stop.
A funny way of helping me.
I am always the reliable one. But who do I have to rely on? Who helps me when I'm struggling? No one. Until now.
What I don't get... How did it even start? You don't take any of his classes.
It was the painting. The one Dad left for me for my 18th.
The Gwen John?
I thought Russ might be able to tell me a bit more about it. And he was so nice. He didn't just talk about the painting. He asked me all about Dad, what he was like, what we used to do together. And I just lost it.
Oh, Lily.
I think it was the first time I really properly cried about Dad. I miss him so much, Freddy.
I know.
And it's a nightmare here. There's always such drama between you and Mum, and I'm expected to just sail on, getting my A's, never causing trouble, never having problems. Well, I do have problems. And Russ saw that, and he helped me.
Right.
He's so wise and caring.
Ugh, if you say so.
He is. And he didn't jump on me, if that's what you're thinking. We met for a drink to talk more, and we realised we just had this amazing connection. We fell in love.
Oh, he said that too. It creeps me out.
Yeah, well, you'll just have to deal with it.
Lily, don't you think with missing Dad so much, aren't you just compensating?
No.
Perhaps Russ is some sort of father substitute that...
You can keep your pop psychology to yourself. I'm not a case study. I'm your sister.
I know.
And Russ is the best thing to happen to me for just about ever. But fine. If you want to ruin it for me, then tell Dr. Venables tomorrow.
It's what I should do.
Okay. In fact, if you're so keen on the truth, go and find Mum right now and tell her.
I can't. I think you're mad, and I know you're making a big mistake. But I can't hurt you like that.
You mean that? Really?
You know I can't. Come here.
Neil's been going on at me about this single wicket thing. He reckons I should give it a go too.
Yeah, you should, Hannah.
I'm still not sure I get how it works.
It's like a series of one-on-one cricket head-to-heads.
However many people are entering, they're drawn in pairs.
Yeah.
Say you and I are drawn together in the first round. 10 of the other players will field.
Okay.
And then say I'll bowl an over to you and you'll score what you can in that over unless you're out.
Okay, Tom, you're starting to lose me now.
And then we swap over and whoever's the winner at that round goes on to the next stage. Knockout style.
Right.
And whoever wins the final is the overall winner. It's really obvious when you see it on the day.
Oh, I believe you.
Who knows? Might be really good.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you like it, you should try out for the Ambridge team. It's mixed, you know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've been thinking more about your house credit idea.
My house... Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what you thought about maybe keeping track on a Google Doc.
A spreadsheet?
Well, then we'd all be able to view it and update it wherever we were.
No. No, I think it'd be a shame to do that. I was looking forward to putting it up in the kitchen for everyone to see.
Oh, okay.
And we could mark our credits with a symbol that represented each one of us. I could have a pig, Johnny could have...
A tractor?
Maybe. And you could have a sausage. No, a bottle of kefir. And we could decorate it with sequins and glitter.
Glitter?
And every Saturday we could take a photo of it and put it on Facebook. And maybe have a medallion that the leader could wear all week. Or a yellow jersey like the cycling.
It was a wind-up, wasn't it?
Ding!
Oh, I'm so stupid.
You really are going to have to get used to my sense of humour again, Tom.
Oh, hi, Freddie. Come in.
Johnny in?
I'm not sure. I've only just cracked myself.
Johnny's upstairs.
Is that?
Yeah. Say hello to our new housemate. Oh. You know Freddie, don't you?
Of course. We're quiz team buddies.
Hi, Hannah. I hope you're all settling in all right.
I think so.
Johnny and I were thinking of going to the pub. You'd be more than welcome to join us if you like.
Aw, what a well-mannered young man.
Well.
But actually, I've had a pretty hard day at work, Freddie, so I'll pass if you don't mind.
OK. Some other time, maybe.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
Johnny, I'm here. You ready?
Well, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Johnny seems very keen to involve me in village life too, which is good, but I might draw the line at drinking cider and black with teenagers.
Well, you don't think he's got a crush on you, do you?
No, I'm old enough to be his... Well, his older sister, anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mind you, wouldn't have been the first guy around here to have the hots for you. You nearly broke Jazz's heart back in the day.
Shut up.
Seriously, must have taken him, nearly a fortnight to bounce back. And that's a long time for Jazz.
Well, some things take a bit longer to get over. But you know that better than I do.
So you've heard about my pitiful love life, then?
Yeah, a bit.
From Helen?
No, she hasn't said a word. It was...
Jazza, of course, on Sunday.
He reckoned better I had a heads up, so I wouldn't put my foot in it with you.
Oh, that's quite thoughtful for him.
Anyway, what's past is past. I'd rather focus on the future.
Sounds good to me.
You know, maybe a pint wouldn't be a bad idea, once I've had my tea, if you're up for it.
Well...
We don't have to hang out with Freddie and Johnny.
OK then, you're on.
What's wrong with it?
When I microwaved it, I found it was all sauce and no chicken.
Well, I don't see how I could have been expected to know that, Alistair.
I'm not saying you were. I'm just asking you to exchange it.
Oh, I'll have to put it in the returns book.
Yeah, well, you do whatever admin you have to. I just want some dinner.
All right. I suppose you'd better get another one then. If it's not like for like, it'll have to go through the till, though.
I'll make sure it's the same.
Good.
Susan... Is something the matter?
What do you mean?
Do you have a problem with me?
I don't know. You tell me.
Have I done something to offend you?
Well, sometimes people disappoint you, that's all.
Meaning?
Meaning I couldn't help hearing about a certain horsewoman and a certain vet...
I see.
...getting up to what they shouldn't.
This has come from Chris, I take it.
I really couldn't say, but it does explain a lot.
In what way?
No wonder Shula couldn't stand any more if that's been going on under her nose.
Now, hold on a minute. I'm not denying that Lavinia and I... that I've stayed over once last week. Not that this is anybody else's business. When Shula and I were together, I never even looked at the woman. And I certainly never would have strayed.
Well, whatever. Even if that is the case, all I can say is you've moved on awful quick for a man who's still living in the same house as his wife.
And this is your concern, why exactly?
I just feel sorry for Shula. That woman is a saint.
Oh, you really don't know the half of it.
Everyone's saying so.
Are they? Well, everyone should just butt out.
Oh, there's no need for that sort of language.
This village is unbelievable. And frankly, I am sick to the back teeth of it.
This is the area I was concerned about.
Oh, I can see why.
And if you take a closer look...
Oh, yes. Yeah, the root's not very well developed at all.
And the tip of the shoot, see the colour?
Well, your eyes are better than mine, Adam. That looks rather yellow to me.
Mm. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it could just be a localised soil temperature issue, but it'd be worth taking some spot samples and looking for fungal attack. Mm. How's the rest of it?
Well, not bad overall, considering everything's so late this year. Shall we take a look?
Yeah.
You know it's the picker's barbecue later, Brian?
Oh, that's today, is it?
Yeah. You'd be very welcome if you wanted to come along.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I very well might.
Oh, great.
Oh, I've had confirmation from the solicitor. BL's purchase of those 300 acres is in hand now.
Well, that's good.
I know it's not something any of us wanted.
No, it's a relief. It means we can move on.
Yes. I just wish...
What?
I just wish your mother could feel the same way. Everyone else in the family's rallying round. I just can't see what her problem is.
You are joking, aren't you?
What?
The way you behaved?
It was a very stressful time for me, Adam.
And the girls and I were able to cut you a bit of slack because of it. But poor Mum's been getting the full blast of your disdain.
I didn't mean to be.
How you had the nerve to accuse her of conspiring against you? Mum's as loyal as they come, as you well know.
Yes, yes. I'm afraid I might have been lashing out there.
Well, I can tell you, that hurt her more than anything.
And the dog was squared up against an Irish terrier.
What, an Irish terrier? They never back down.
It was taking all Linda's strength to restrain it.
You know, that could have been quite a scrap.
Oh, no, Ian. According to Linda, they were just making friends.
Oh, yeah.
Linda doesn't seem to be having much luck with these dogs that she's looking after. Oh, I wish I could chop vegetables like you.
Your knife skills are pretty good, Jennifer. You know, for
an amateur.
Well, let's say a non-chef.
Have you done enough, do you think?
Well, you can't have too many fried onions at a barbecue.
I know Brian likes them.
Yeah, he said he'd be eating here tonight. Is that right, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't normally show his face at this sort of thing.
I managed to persuade him when we were walking the maze earlier.
Oh, well, that's up to him. Saves me worrying about his supper anyway. Oh, I'll go and get the rolls now, shall I?
Oh, no, I can do that.
I know. You do the last of the onions.
Well, so Brian walked the maze with you?
Uh-huh, at my invitation.
Well, isn't he supposed to be retired at last? Are you making a rod for your own back?
It's fine. It's actually quite nice to have the old boy on side.
Yeah, if you say so.
Oh, really? In a funny way, I missed him. And now the dynamic's changed. He's accepted that I'm in charge.
Okay.
So the tension's gone. I can get the benefit of his experience without having a backseat driver all the time.
I just hope it lasts.
Oh, let me take that, Mum.
No, I'm fine.
No, come on. Where do you want it, Ian?
Just on the table by the grill.
I could have got these.
Oh, it is only bread. Why, I keep meaning to ask, when is Lex's next transfer?
6 weeks, hopefully. Maybe seven.
Are you planning to be there again?
Ian was worried we jinxed it last time.
Oh, no, that wouldn't have made any difference.
I know. We'll see.
We've got a few weeks to decide.
Right, then. Is there anything else to come?
No, I think that's it.
It's a great spread. Fingers crossed for a good evening.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll go smoothly this year.
I'm surprised you haven't heard.
I try not to get involved in village gossip, Jazza.
No, I was just saying to Toby, everybody's talking about it.
Well, it hasn't reached my ears.
Alistair Lloyd and Liberia Haggerty.
Who?
Blonde. White Range Rover Evoque.
Do you mean Lavinia Rafferty?
Aye, that's her. Well fit for her age. Looks good in leggings.
Well, there are always rumours in Ambridge.
This is no fake news, Brian. This is stone-cold sticker on the village website, genuine.
I sincerely hope no one does.
No need. It's gone to an old school. Word of mouth.
Jazza, have you had anything to eat yet?
Well...
Let me get you a burger or maybe a hot dog.
Well, maybe even one each.
Well, I expect we could run to that.
There are sauces and relishes on the side.
Jenny, do you
need a good... And help yourself to salad.
All right, Mrs. A.
Oh, Hello?
We've got a hungry guest here. Do you think you could see to him?
That's what I'm here for.
Right, good. Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Do you know why you know what they get up to?
I'll manage, thank you.
We've had a bit of a run on the hot dogs, I'm afraid. How long do you think, Ian?
About 5 minutes.
Oh.
That's all right. I'll start with a burger.
With onions?
Of course. I'm not a savage.
Yep. I thought we might see you here tonight.
Why is that?
Free food and drink.
That's not the only reason, Ian. Any excuse to get away from Jim just now.
Oh, what's that?
He's gave up the piano lessons.
Oh.
I thought you'd be jumping for joy.
Me and all, but he's moping about the house. Jumped down my throat if I say a wrong word.
Well, he's obviously missing them. There you go.
Ta.
And relishes and salads are, look, over there.
No, you're all right. I want to eat a bit of your cow. I know you'd like one.
You really are an uber Scott jazzer.
I'll take that as a compliment.
These piano lessons, well, it sounds as though they were giving Jim a focus.
Whatever the reason, he's even merrier pain in the backside than he is normally.
What do you know about this goat yoga malarkey?
Only what Kate's told me. I know it sounds absolutely bonkers, but the people who do it really seem to like it. There's a video.
Yeah, she showed us that. With the goats nuzzling the punters and climbing on their backs.
Well, you've got to admit, those punters might not be doing much actual yoga, but they are having a lot of fun.
Yeah, presumably paying decent money for the privilege.
Absolutely.
What a strange world we live in.
Hey, Brian!
Oh, am I wearing Hambrew aftershave or something?
The vet's on the rampage. Yon Hungarian swordsman's going to have some competition.
Hungarian swordsman?
If you mean Konstantin, he hasn't come back this year.
Good. He's arrested. There's a chance.
In fact, we are a few pickers short this season, so it does mean there's an opportunity for local people to...
Actually, Adam, while you explain that, I'll just go and...
I'll see you later.
I doubt it.
So, yes, as I was saying, I'm hoping to recruit local people to supplement the regular pickers.
Right.
Let me just get my clipboard.
Quite lively out there now.
Mmm.
Everyone's saying how nice the food is, Jenny.
Yeah. It's as much down to Ian as me.
Congratulations to you both, then. I've been thinking about Kate.
Oh, have you?
She clearly needs to come up with something really new. Get people beating a path to her door.
Something's got to be done, certainly.
So, what do you think about me paying for her to go to the States?
America?
For a short research trip. That's where all these bizarre ideas start, isn't it? She could find something to pioneer in this country. It might just be the shot in the arm her business needs.
Well, if you want to suggest it, I'm sure she'd leap at the chance. But is this a genuine offer, Brian? Or is it the elderflowers all over again?
I'm sorry?
Another way of trying to get round me?
No, no, Jenny, it isn't, no. I know I can't put things right between us with gestures.
No.
In fact, I think it's time I faced up to how badly I've been behaving lately and how much I've hurt you.
So, for those who haven't done it before, I'm organising a taster session on Sunday afternoon.
Strawberry tasting? That should be popular.
It's actually so people can sample the work rather than the produce, Jazza. They can see what the job entails, what the conditions are like, then give it a go and see if it's for them.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
And if they fancy it, ideally, I'd be looking for a commitment to some regular shifts through the season. So, what do you think?
Hi, Adam. Sounds like a good plan you've got there.
And would you like to sign up?
Me? No way, man. I've got two jobs as it is.
I guess that's true.
And I've already made a commitment to drinking and lassies, so where would I find the time for that?
Yeah, good point. Well, not to worry. I've had quite a few tonight who have said they'll come along.
Good luck with it, though.
Thank you.
Oh, I need one of these.
You've been working hard.
Fine burger, big man.
Cheers. That young farmer's lot that Pippa can really pack it away.
They all can.
That's true. Well, it's going pretty well, isn't it?
Very good.
We've got to do our bit to welcome the workers.
I have to say I'm very pleased.
The fact is, I love you more than I can say. I mean, you've done an astonishing amount for me over the years, and I really, truly appreciate it.
Sometimes that's hard to tell, Brian.
I know. I mean,
why do you have to be top dog all the time?
Yeah, I know. It's a fault of mine. I do recognise that.
I mean, you're 74, for goodness sake. I'm not far behind. And at this time of our life, we should be, well, relaxing and enjoying ourselves, not ricocheting from one crisis to another.
I agree.
And we should be supporting each other, not being barely able to occupy the same room.
Is that how it's been for you?
Just recently. I'm sorry to say it has.
Well, that's my fault.
Yes, yes it is.
Being forced into retirement so suddenly, I mean, obviously it was a big shock, but I admit I handled it gracelessly.
Oh, childishly, more like. Do you know what I've had to put up with, Brian? Your coldness, your absence. And I've been frantically worried about the contamination, the insurance, and the effect on my children. And, you know, I was basically without a husband.
Yes.
And because of your petulance, Adam's had to run the whole farm without any sort of handover.
We're working well together now.
And on top of all that, for you to accuse me of conspiring against
Jenny, that was an unforgivable thing to say. I'm ashamed the words ever passed my lips.
Oh.
No, I realise now how abominably I've been behaving, but please, if you'll give me a chance, I want to prove that I can be the husband you deserve. Because I want a long and happy retirement too, but I can only be happy if you're by my side.
Well, that's what I want.
I'm so pleased. Well, in a spirit of starting as we mean to go on, you know this biggest weekend concert on Monday?
With Nigel Kennedy?
Yeah. Would you like to go?
But isn't it sold out?
Well, I got the tickets a while back.
Oh?
I mean, there just hasn't seemed the right moment to mention it. And I promise you, it's not a hollow gesture. I genuinely thought...
That's fine, yeah. Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent. Doesn't look like I'll be getting much sleep tonight.
Oh, I don't know.
With this racket going on.
Our bedroom's on the other side of the house, though.
You mean...
I've missed you.
Me too. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jolene. One lager.
Oh, cheers.
David, can I get you one?
Oh, no, thanks, Alistair. I'd only popped in to get some advice from Kenton. Hi, Philip.
Afternoon.
All right, gents.
Hi, Jazza.
Who turned out not to be here after all.
When you're ready, Jolene?
Standard Kenton.
Yep.
Which does raise the question, why would anyone ask his advice on anything?
Well, I've got a party to organise.
Ah, well, that is Kenton's specialist subject.
Yeah.
What's the happy occasion?
It's my wife's 50th. She got all excited about having a party and then talked herself out of it, which was a shame, so I thought I ought to organise something for her.
Good man.
Yeah, but I'm becoming rapidly aware that I've never really organised a proper big party before.
What's to organise? Book a banging DJ and clear out the booze aisle at Little. Sorted.
I imagine Dave is looking for something a bit more sophisticated than that, Jazza.
Yeah, but not too sophisticated. Ruth's not really one for a big fuss. So, you see my problem.
Mm.
And it's less than a month away. Anyway, I'll have to speak to Kenton some other time. With silaging done, I've got a lot to catch up on.
Ah, I bet.
And I need to pop in the shop, so I'll see you.
Yep, bye.
Hi, Joe.
David Archer. How do you all?
There's a bit of a queue, I'm afraid, Joe.
Oh, that's all right. That moment of anticipation will make it taste all the sweeter.
A lesson for us all.
So, Alistair, eh? Eh?
Sorry?
You heeded my advice, then?
Oh,
You got back on the horse.
Please don't use that phrase.
I know you were worried you'd be out of practice, but it's like riding a bike.
Or that phrase.
Especially not that one.
Quite.
Fair play to you, my man, but it's nothing to be ashamed about.
I'm not ashamed, it's just private. Shall we sit down, Philip?
Sure. Is that table in the corner okay?
Yeah, fine. You can see what I was
talking
about.
Can't he see his problem? His dad's the same.
Who were?
I think Jim would be pleased his son was getting back out there, but no, he went all sooky lemon about it.
Anyway, Alistair Lloyd's right. Them sort of things is private.
You obviously know about it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't help hearing some of it.
Anyway, what have you said to Jim?
When?
The other week, about the piano.
Oh, I can't really remember. Something about old dogs not learning new tricks, really.
Well, you put him right off, he's gave it up.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased about that.
I must admit, my ear holes have been taking less of a battering than usual, but he's been an awful misery all week.
Has he?
Like Eeyore on Downers.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So you should be.
He's a decent fella, the prof.
Aye.
Now, I'll tell you what, I'll call round later, see if I can cheer him up a bit.
Can't be much fun having everyone talk about your love life.
Oh, believe me, it isn't. The worst thing is, I've had to let Lavinia down.
In what way?
We had a very difficult phone call this morning. After what happened, she seemed to think we were an item now.
And you don't?
I didn't go looking for anything, Philip. It was the last call of the day. She invited me in for a coffee and, well, she made it very clear what she had in mind.
She's a good-looking woman.
And things went surprisingly well. But it really hasn't sat comfortably with me since. I still feel like a married man. Well, I am one.
And you feel you cheated.
Exactly.
But given your situation now...
I know, but it's not just the guilt. I'm absolutely not ready to get into a relationship yet. Things are complicated enough at home, and this has just made it worse.
Does Shula know?
I had to tell her.
Oh, I see.
Better she heard it from me than the Susan Carter Broadcasting Company.
So you let Lavinia down gently?
Well, as gently as I could.
I'm sure that's for the best.
As I said to her, my head's all over the place. Would have been a disaster.
She was happier than I've seen her in a long time.
Who was?
Jenny. Positively glowing, in fact.
Oh, that's good. It's been so grim at home, Farm.
What do you think of this one, Shula?
Oh, it's lovely.
It is, isn't it? But is it Ruth?
Well, I'm not really sure of her taste in vases.
In fact, is a vase the right thing for her at all?
I really don't know, Mum.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have dragged you along. You've got bigger things to think about than birthday presents.
No, it's all right.
Are you certain it wasn't...
Absolutely, Mum. Alistair assured me it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. Not that that helps much.
No.
It's just so soon.
Absolutely.
And so blatant. The whole village seems to know about it.
Has anyone said anything to you directly?
No, it's worse than that. If one more person tilts their head on one side and asks, how are you? And Lillian called in yesterday with a cake she'd baked.
A cake? Lillian?
I know.
It can't be easy to see Alistair move on so quickly.
No, it isn't.
But I do wonder if one of the reasons it's hurting so much...
What?
Do you think perhaps you feel more for him than you're admitting?
No, Mum. It's just the embarrassment.
Well, it might not be as over as you think.
What you're going through isn't unusual, you know.
Isn't it?
When things were falling apart with me and my missus, for a while, I went a bit potty, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah, there was this woman, Gail. We used to knock about with her and her fella, and they'd not long finished, so Gail and I had plenty to talk about. And she was really nice and sympathetic.
Oh, dear.
And I thought I'd fallen in love with her. And, yes, I made a total fool of myself, spoiled the friendship completely.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's all going to feel strange, especially after such a long time married.
Oh, you're right there.
It took me, well, at least 6 months, probably a year, before I could relate to women in a normal way. And I'd known things were on the slide. This has come completely out of the blue for you.
Actually, when I think back to how jumbled I felt when Annie and I were splitting up...
That's your first wife?
Yeah.
So you see, it's a perfectly natural part of the process.
Ah, that's some comfort, I suppose.
Well, and as long as you didn't make Lavinia any promises...
Oh, no, definitely not.
She's a grown-up. She'll get over it.
Now, come on, Jim Lloyd. What's this I hear about you giving up the old Joanna, eh?
I listened to what you said, Joe, and I realised you were right. Sadly, that ship has sailed.
No.
Like King Ceyx's doomed voyage to Delphi.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about no King Ceyx, but I do know I'm an old fool.
Surely not.
And you shouldn't have listened to me. You should carry on with them lessons. Grab life by the throat.
I regret that my throat-grabbing days are well in the past.
You You wouldn't want to deny an old man his dying wish, would you?
I beg your pardon?
I'd always hoped that when my time come, you'd play the piano at my wake.
Always hoped? I've only had the instrument a couple of months.
Ah, so you needs to master it before that fateful day, don't you?
And even if I were to start again, it was never the plan that I should play in public.
Well, you won't deny me that comfort, though, will you?
Joe.
As a scholar and a gentleman.
Please.
The finest that I knows.
Oh, very well.
Ah, good man.
I must admit, I have been missing it.
Yeah, well, you know it makes sense.
But mark my words. Huh? If you want anything like a half-decent performance, it's in both our interests for you to stay alive as long as possible.
Looks like I'll have to go into Felpersham.
Or maybe search online.
What for, though? That's the trouble. I need inspiration. Cup of tea?
Oh, I'll make it. You sit down.
Woo! Thank you.
Why are you so bothered, Mum? Ruth really isn't one for possessions, is she?
That's half the problem.
She'd be happy with a gift voucher.
I want it to be special, though. We haven't always seen eye to eye.
Oh, that's long past.
And I probably won't be around for her 60th.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true, Shula. So it should be something significant.
Oh, hiya.
Hi.
How'd you get on?
No luck, David, I'm afraid.
Mm. Have you had any more thoughts on the party?
Well, despite our arrangement, Kenton wasn't actually in.
Typical.
But I bumped into Jennifer in the shop, who was very up, telling me all about Kate's trip to the States to research. Well, it sounded like goat yoga, but it couldn't be that, could it?
Jenny's on very good form all of a sudden.
Yeah, and as she's so experienced at throwing parties, I asked her advice.
Good idea.
Yeah. So she said she'd do me a checklist of things I should be thinking of. With the venue number one.
Well, that's helpful, isn't it? Exactly what you wanted.
Well, I think so. I'm just not quite sure what I've unleashed.
What in the name of...
Jazza!
What's he done now?
Is that you?
What's going on, Prof?
Hello!
I thought we'd give up the piano bothering.
Joe persuaded me to start again.
He did what?
And I've never been happier.
Well, that's just wonderful, is it no?
Isn't it?
Next time I see Joe, I'll make sure to give him the thank you he deserves.
Hi.
Hello.
Good day with you, Mum.
Thought-provoking.
Oh.
Alistair,
Julie, oh.
Sorry, go on.
No, it's all right. You first.
I think I owe you an apology.
For?
For how I reacted the other day about you and Lavinia.
Oh.
Of course, you're a free agent now. You've got a right to see anyone you choose.
Oh, thank you. Actually, it was Lavinia I wanted to tell you about.
Really?
Yeah. I spoke to her this morning. Made it clear that she and I can't be, you know, an ongoing concern.
Oh.
I mean, not only is she obviously not the right sort of woman for me, but it's far too soon to be even contemplating anything like that.
I see, yes. Well, thank you for making that clear.
I'm a lot happier for having told her, to be honest.
Good. I was thinking of having a...
And there's something else I want to tell you.
Yes.
What happened... It really flagged up how awkward it is living under the same roof without moving on the divorce.
Yes, but now you've
so
decided...
So I've made an appointment with a solicitor.
A solicitor?
Yeah, like you did. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want this to turn into a legal battle.
No, well, nobody
I hope
does.
We can do as much through mediation as possible, but it really is time we started the process of separating our lives, don't you think?
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
Good. Sure, it's the best thing for us both.
This is the BBC.
And there's lots more where that particular podcast came from, so why not download The News Quiz as part of the Friday Night Comedy Podcast? You can find it wherever you found this.